Hey Instagram. I really hope you can hear me. I'm outside today and I wasn't planning to do a live stream, but I decided to do one anyway. So this is for women who are in a relationship with a man or who are used to being in a relationship with a man. And welcome, money-making unicorns. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me. So this live stream is for women who either are currently in a relationship or tend to find themselves in relationships with men where you feel like you love him way, way, way more than he loves you. You value him way, way, way more than he values you. You appreciate him way, way, way more than he appreciates you. So if you find yourself in that type of scenario, let me know in the chat. Give me an emoji. Even if you're watching the replay, even if you're watching the replay, let me know if you find yourself in that scenario where you love a man or it seems like you love him more than he loves you. And that can feel very painful. That can feel really, really painful. And especially if that's all you've ever really experienced since you started dating. And even prior to dating, because this patterning starts prior to dating. It doesn't begin when you start to date a man. It began before you started dating. So what a lot of women make the mistake of doing is that, and I've done it, so I can speak from experience, is that we get caught up in like the nitty-gritty. We get caught up in the events that have taken place or have not taken place, or what he said or what he did or what he didn't say or what he didn't do. And we get caught up in all of that, all of those details, trying to figure out how to fix it and not getting anywhere. And just being stuck in pain and misery and sorrow and suffering, like a hamster on a hamster wheel, but you're not enjoying it. It sucks. So you've got to get away from like the nitty-gritty, like three-dimensional focus, and like look at it at like the energy level, the subatomic level. You have to look at it from that level, and then it becomes clear what's actually taking place, and then from there you actually know how to fix it. So welcome, baby boy. Let me know if you can hear me, because in the past I've done a whole live stream and like my audio wasn't being picked up, and it was just like, what the fuck? I just like talk for like 45 minutes and there's no audio. So let me know if you can hear me. I really would appreciate if you can let me know that you can actually hear what I'm saying. You don't have to say anything else if you don't want to participate in the rest of this live stream, but at least let me know if you can hear me, money-making unicorns and baby boy and whoever else is watching. So you want to start at the subatomic level, and that's where it's just the raw emotion. So if you find yourself constantly in a scenario where it seems like you love this man so much more than he loves you, or you show him so much more love than he shows you, but you don't want to leave him. You want to stay with him. You want to figure it out. You want him to love you just as much as you love him, if not more. You got to start at the subatomic level. So at the subatomic level, if I were to describe it in words, it's I don't feel comfortable receiving an abundance of love. I don't feel comfortable consistently receiving an abundance of love from the man that I love the most. I don't feel comfortable with that. That's outside of my comfort zone. That makes my body feel weird. And I don't think that I can handle that influx of love energy from the man that I love the most. Like, that's uncomfortable. So on the conscious level, you're saying that that's what you want. I want him to call me. I want him to text me. I want him to do this. I want him to do that. I want him to commit to me. I want him to marry me. I want him to acknowledge me publicly. I want him to prioritize me. I want him to do all these things. But go below that, because if you stay stuck in, I want him to do all these actions and say all these words, and I can't figure out how to get him to do these things or say these things, then you're going to be stuck because you're not actually looking at what's holding this together. What's the glue? What's the underlying programming? And so if the underlying programming is, I really don't feel comfortable for whatever reason, or I just don't feel worthy of receiving, of consistently receiving an abundance of love from this man that I love the most, like that fucking feels uncomfortable to me. That's at the core of this. So when you can feel into that, wonder if these are mosquitoes. I hope not. When you can feel into that, then you're like, oh, okay. I gotta stop feeding this. And I got to start feeling into allowing of my body to receive an abundance of love from this man that I love the most. I got to practice that, and I got to be consistent with it. You know, because that's the way that that will then become my three-dimensional earthly reality. You got to start at the subatomic level. So it's really quite simple when you start at the subatomic level. It's very simple. It does take practice, it does take discipline, it does take consistency, but it's doable. When you start at the nitty-gritty level, then you're the hamster on the hamster wheel and you're anxiety-ridden and you're not getting anywhere. So you start at the subatomic level and you heal it there. And then you're like, "Whoa, he's being so loving towards me. He's spending all this time with me. He's doing all these nice things for me. He's like, what the fuck? Like, how is this even happening?" But you know how it's happening because you did the work at the subatomic level. So if you would like further clarification on what I just shared, then ask questions right now, I'm not going to be on here much longer. I've already said everything I wanted to say about the topic. The only other thing that I want to add to that is this is what I do as a mentor, as a coach, as a guide, as a wisdom goddess. This is what I do with my clients, is I help you to actually heal at the subatomic level so that, you know, your dark masculine man is showing up for you in the way that you want him to show up for you. Without you nagging him or harassing him, you know, you create the blueprint, so to speak. You create the grid, and voila, he's showing up the way you want him to show up. Okay. So Surya Devi World, do you have a method for healing at the subatomic level? And she says, and confirm, Leslie is very, very, very good at what she does. Absolutely. I am the best at what I do. Like, I really feel, I told this to my dark masculine man. I think it was just yesterday. Actually, yeah, it was actually yesterday, last night. We were chatting, and I was like, you know what? Like, when it comes to dark feminine love coaching, like, I am convinced that I'm the best at this. Like, I don't see any other relationship coach that is doing this specifically. I'm not saying that there aren't really good relationship coaches, are there? They're out there. There are many. But when it comes to dark feminine love coaching, I'm the best. Like, hands down. So Surya Devi World says, you have helped me so much to understand the psychology of this type of man. So, you know, that's, you know, you don't want to just stop with, oh, I understand him. Like who cares? It's about understanding you. It's about understanding you. You don't even need to understand him when you understand you, because the whole point is he's showing up according to your grid. So if your grid says, I don't feel comfortable receiving an abundance of love, consistently receiving an abundance of love from the man that I love the most. I don't feel comfortable with that reality. If that's your grid, then he has to obey that. He has to obey that. So you don't need to understand his psychology. You need to understand you. The sorceress only needs to understand herself. That's it. She doesn't need to figure him out, because he's operating, he's functioning according to her blueprint, for better or for worse. If your blueprint says, I don't feel comfortable consistently receiving an abundance of love from the man that I most love, I don't feel comfortable with that. That's terrifying. I am really not comfortable with that. Then your dark masculine man is going to be stingy. He's going to be avoidant. He's going to be trying to get the hell away from you. He's going to be, arguing with you and acting crazy and all kinds of things, because he's functioning according to your grid. You're the sorceress. Now, you can either be conscious about it or you can be unconscious about it. And a lot of women are unconscious about it. And that's why their relationship with their dark masculine man is completely and utterly fucked up. You're still a sorceress. You're just unconscious about it. And that's when, you get called a crazy bitch. Instead of what you really are, which is a sorceress, a dark goddess. So the focus has to be on you. I've been saying this for the last month, 2 months. I don't know how long. It's really about you. It's 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 about you. It starts with you. You're number one. It's not about him. It's not about trying to figure him out. It's not trying to, get him to read a book or get him to get coaching or get him to get therapy or get him to do this. Like, fuck all of that. It's about you. It's about you. Like, when I realize that it is actually about me, like, that's when things became really, really peaceful and harmonious with my dark masculine man. It's not about him. It's about me. When I really began to focus on me, the six sorceress pillars. To answer your question about methodology, the six sorceress pillars. Initially, I called them the six goddess pillars, but then the sorceress said, no, make it more specific. The six sorceress pillars are the ways, the tangible, practical, grounded ways. That's the methodology that I teach my clients, to help them to embody the energy of the dark goddess, to feel comfortable with it. Self-love. Self-honoring. When you're consistent with that, when you consistently self-love, when you consistently self-honor the dark goddess in you, and the six sorceress pillars is a guide, it's a map to keep you on track, so you're actually doing the work and not just giving it lip service. You're actually prioritizing yourself according to the six sorceress pillars. When you're actually doing those things, then I guarantee you 1,000% that your dark masculine man will start to show up the way that you want him to. I guarantee it. I used to feel like my dark masculine man regarded me as a nuisance, as a burden. He didn't really want to spend that much time on the phone with me. It seemed like I was the one that wanted the conversations to go on, and he was the one that wanted the conversations to end. And now it's like, when I talk to him on the phone, like I'm the one that ends the conversation. Like I'm ready to end it, and I end it. It's not like he's trying to end it. Like he's willing to keep going. I'm the one who ends the conversation. And the conversations that we have now are 3 times as long as they used to be. And I'm the one ending them. And that didn't happen because I nagged him into spending more time with me on the phone. That happened because I did the work. I attended to the six sorcerer's pillars. When you're self-focused, he will shift. The way that he shows up for you will have to shift. He doesn't have a choice in the matter. He literally doesn't have a choice in the matter. So you're not putting a spell on him. Okay, let me make that clear. You're not putting a spell on him. You are prioritizing yourself. That's the spell. That's the actual spell. You're prioritizing yourself for real. You're prioritizing yourself for real. So that means your finances, you're actually taking your relationship with money very seriously. You're not fucking around when it comes to financial overflow. That's one of the pillars. There's 5 more. But you're actually prioritizing yourself. Like when people look at how you're functioning on a daily basis, in terms of how you're taking care of your finances and your physical body and your sexuality and your community, your queendom, your health, your diet, your exercise, your beauty regimen, whatever that consists of, your emotional well-being, like when you're actually like prioritizing these things for real, then that's a spell. Like you're waking up from a dark spell. You're sleeping beauty. You're coming awake like, holy fuck, like all this time I've been neglecting myself. I have been neglecting myself and then complaining that my dark masculine man is neglecting me, when really I'm the one neglecting myself. And he was just reflecting that back to me. So when I'm actually prioritizing myself, and again, you can't just give lip service to this. You have to walk the talk, baby. When you're actually prioritizing yourself in every way possible, then he's going to begin to prioritize you. And I stand firmly by that. I stand firmly by that. So are the six goddess pillars a quick fix? Hell no. They're not a quick fix. This is a lifetime commitment to the dark goddess in you. This is a lifetime commitment. But you don't have to wait a whole lifetime to see the results. Like within a month or less, you'll begin to see like major results with your dark masculine man. And with money and with all other things, when you're actually prioritizing yourself. But you have to commit long term if you want to have lasting results, not just temporary, not just momentary, not just, oh my God, he texted me. Oh my God, he came over and we had sex and it was so amazing. Like, no, not that shit. Like, long term, lasting, committed to you. For a lifetime type of results, then you have to commit to yourself for a lifetime. Six goddess pillars, six sorceress pillars. You have to commit to that for a lifetime if you want to see a lifetime of amazing results. Not just with your dark masculine man, but in all areas of your life. We're talking about the dark goddess here. She's not just having an amazing time with her dark masculine man. Her whole fucking life is amazing. Right now, many of you, your life is not amazing. And the only time that you feel amazing is when you're with your dark masculine man. That's a major imbalance. And that doesn't feel good to him. That feels fucking annoying as hell. He wants a dark goddess. He wants a woman that's in her power. He wants a woman whose life feels amazing, whether he's around or not. That's intoxicating to him. Right now, if he's trying to get the hell away from you, he is not feeling intoxicated by you. He's feeling drained. He's feeling burdened. He's feeling swamped. He's feeling turned off. So it starts with you, and it's trying to, point the finger and say, well, he doesn't want to do the work, and why doesn't he do the work? And blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck that shit. Why don't you do the work? This isn't about him, it's about you. So when you come into my world, when you come into my sphere, when you hire me to be your mentor, like, I'm not gonna coddle you. I'm not gonna fucking coddle you. If you want me to support you and pointing the finger at him and saying it's his fault and why doesn't he do the work, I'm not gonna help you with that shit. I'm gonna tell you to shut the fuck up. And start to attend to yourself and start to prioritize yourself and really do the fucking work. And stop being a fucking brat. That's what I'm gonna tell you to do. Because I'm about results. I'm not here to waste your time. I'm not here to just take your money. I'm here to work your ass so that you actually get sustainable results. So my best program is my 1 year program. That's for serious witches. Okay, that's for serious hardcore witches. That's my 1 year program. And I'm not here to play games. I'm here for serious witches. So start where you can. If all you can start with is 15 minutes, start with 15 minutes. If you can start with 30 minutes, start with 30 minutes. If you can start with an hour, start with an hour. If you can do a whole month, do a month. If you can do a week, start wherever you can. And as you do the work, you'll find that you're able to keep paying, and you'll find that you're able to do the whole year. And when you do a whole year of commitment to the dark goddess, oh my God. You'll never complain about anything ever fucking again, 'cause you won't need to. 'Cause you'll know that you are the creator of your reality. You'll know it. It won't just be words. So, that's what I wanted to share. These bugs are starting to eat me alive. So, I'm gonna start heading home. Thank you so much for watching. And yeah, like, if you're ready to like take responsibility for your life, for your relationships, for your health, for your sexuality, and stop being a fucking whiny brat, and stop playing small, and stop telling yourself that, oh, I don't have the money to pay for coaching because I'm incapable of coming up with the money to pay for coaching because I'm weak and pathetic. If you want to stop telling yourself that story and tell yourself that, you know what, I want to work with Leslie and I'm gonna fucking pay her. I'm gonna do it. Nothing's gonna stop me because I'm a powerful witch and she has inspired me, and I wanna be in her energy. Like, fuck. If you're ready to do that, then you're gonna inbox me and we're gonna get started. Otherwise, you'll just continue to complain and be miserable and be stuck, and I don't want to talk to you in that state. If you want to just complain and be miserable, I don't care to talk to you. Don't even bother messaging me. I don't want to talk to you at all. But for those of you that are serious about embodying the dark goddess, then you know exactly what to do. Holler at me. Ciao.